get on the air for today's consumer calls. And good morning. Welcome to Consumer Calls. My name is Sharon, and once again, the number is 918-336-1400, and the toll-free number 1-800-749-5936. Items to buy, sell, trade, and give away here on Consumer Calls. No business advertising. License to running vehicles, real estate, guns and ammunition, used bedding, mattresses, and box springs. You can ask for those things. You just can't sell them here on Consumer Calls. And here till 9:30. Our time now is 9:11. And no phone calls. With that, I'll be right back.
If you work or live in the downtown area and are experiencing difficulty at times to find a place to park, worry no more. There is downtown parking available at 2nd and Osage that's convenient to downtown businesses and apartments. For more information and monthly rates, call 336-1001. That's 336-1001.
And welcome back to Consumer Calls. Looking for your call here at 918-336-1400 and the toll-free 1-800-749-5936. Items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. Garage sales, estate sales, moving sales, yard sales, fundraisers for your church, school, club, any kind of organization you belong to, nonprofit. And we'll always talk about community events. Our time now, 9:12. Looking for your call here again, 918-336-1400. I'll be right back.
Custom audio, video design, and installation with a personal touch. The Audio Video Doctor, Mike Dutcher, can create a custom entertainment package to meet your needs and your budget.
Sometimes I'll come to a home and a guy will have a receiver and some older speakers, and the older speakers don't sound so well, but just upgrading the speakers only and keeping their existing receiver can do wonders for a home entertainment system.
Call Mike Dutcher, 918-327-9206, the Audio Video Doctor.
Stay connected with K1 text messaging. Breaking news, headlines, severe weather warnings delivered immediately to you on your phone. Sign up today at BartlesboroRadio.com. K1 text is brought to you by Dungis Family of Autos, Bob Loftus Furniture, and Brian Kennedy Farmers Insurance Agency. Breaking news, headlines, severe weather warnings delivered to you on your phone. Only on K1 text. And welcome back to Consumer Calls. Good morning. How may I help you? Hello? All right. Nobody is there. I'll be right back.
Anniversary coming up? Call K1 at 918-336-1001 or email radio at BartlesvilleRadio.com with the names and dates, because each morning we announce anniversaries and select one couple to win a $10 gift certificate from Sterling's Grill, helping you celebrate that special anniversary. Call us 918-336-1001 or email radio at BartlesvilleRadio.com with the name and date, and we'll add it to our list. Happy anniversary from your friends at K1.
Listening to the radio, driving in your car. Radio gets results.
This is Laura Walton with Martha's Task. We love Bartlesville Radio. Every time we advertise, we always have a big boost in business as radio gets results.
Hi, I'm Mary Jean Michonne-Cachet, account representative at K1, KYFM, KRIG, and KPGM. I want to help you grow your business. We have a great opportunity for you this spring. It's the 6th annual Interstate Farm and Home Show. Join us Friday and Saturday, March 4th and 5th at the Coffeyville Community College. We bring together products and services from around the region. The show features farm and ranch implements and supplies, home goods, vehicles, financial services, and so much more. If your business could benefit from being in front of thousands of potential customers, call me, Mary Jane Michonne-Cachet, at 918-336-1001 and let me get you signed up. Spaces are limited, so don't delay. It's the Interstate Farm and Home Show, March 4th and 5th.
And welcome back to Consumer Calls. Good morning. How may I help you?
Yes, I have a few things. I have some Eclipse brand curtain panels that are new, still in the packaging. Well, and I have five that are 84 inches by 42 inches and two that are 63 by 42 inches. I'm asking $8 a piece for those. And I have 24 cinder blocks. I'm asking 50 cents a piece for those with a lot for $10. And I have a trailer winch that I wasn't able to use. It's a 1,200-pound capacity for $17. And likewise with a round bar weight distribution hitch for a gross trailer weight between $10,000 and $14,000 that I wasn't able to use. And I'm asking $100 for that.
$100 for that. Okay. And
that's it.
Okay, and your
number? My phone number, 714-326-7857. That's a cell, so they can call or text.
Okay, 714-326-7857. And you have the Eclipse brand curtain panels, an 84-inch by 42-inch. There's five panels of those, and 63 by 42-inch, two of those. And how much were you asking for those?
$8 each.
$8 each. 24 cinder blocks at 50 cents a piece or the lot for $10. Trailer winch, 1,200-pound capacity. And how much did you say for that?
$17. Yes.
Okay. And the weight distribution hitch for $100. 714-326-7857 is the number to call.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. We appreciate it. Thank you. All right, time now to check in with Alan Crone about our weather.
Our strong cold front is already moving south of us. That means we have north winds picking up at 20 to 35 miles per hour and plummeting temperatures. This is going to be a big coat pattern for the next couple of days. Slight mention for drizzle or a light mix for the next couple of hours, mostly east of us. Tomorrow morning, 10 degrees, single-digit wind chills. High tomorrow near 26, Friday's high of 35 after a morning low in the single digits. Saturday in the 40s and Sunday in the 50s. From the Bob Mills Weather Center, I'm News on 6's Alan Crone.
Thank you, Alan, for the weather update. Right now, it's cloudy skies. Right now, it's 37 degrees, looking for that high of 44 with a low of 16 tonight. And then tomorrow, partly sunny skies, high of 27 with a low of 10. Friday, sunny skies with a high of 35 and a low of 8. Saturday, like you said, the high about 46 with a low of 19 and partly sunny skies there as well. And Sunday, a high of 56 with a low of 24 and full bright suns out on Sunday. Our time now is 9:18. I'm looking for your call here, 918-336-1400. Toll free, 1-800-749-5936. Items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. And with that, let's go ahead and go to our Oklahoma Energy Report.
A more than seven-year high. Hello, everyone. I'm Matt Skinner with today's Oklahoma Energy Report on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Oil prices hit their highest since 2014 on Tuesday, thanks to the Russian threat to invade Ukraine and a Houthi rebel attack on a refinery in Abu Dhabi that also caused a fire at United Arab Emirates International Airport. The UAE is the world's eighth largest oil producer, and the attack shows that the Iranian-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen are capable of attacking key energy points in the Persian Gulf. The attack also increases the odds against an Iranian-U.S. nuclear treaty, meaning the U.S. sanctions on Iranian oil will continue. So the NYMEX February crude contract rose another 1.9% on Tuesday, ending at $85.43 a barrel, while the global benchmark Brent was up 1.2% to $87.51 a barrel. For both, it's the highest closing price for a front-month contract since October 13th of 2014. Some analysts, such as those at Goldman Sachs, are predicting U.S. oil could hit a high of $105 a barrel this year, predicting that the drop in demand from China because of COVID will be offset by rising demand elsewhere. Meanwhile, the Energy Information Administration is predicting a rise in oil production from the seven major U.S. shale oil plays to 8.54 million barrels a day next month. Natural gas also started the trading week on an up note, with the NYMEX February natural gas contract rising another 0.5% on Tuesday to end at $4.28 a million BTUs, this after rising almost 9% last week. That's today's Oklahoma Energy Report. For the Oklahoma Corporation Commission, I'm Matt Skinner.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Join us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about the latest on the video views.
Absolutely. Oklahoma Beef Checkoff dollars helped drive more than 14 million video views in 2021 on YouTube. A video view is a little like a TV commercial, but even better because we can laser target consumers and we only pay if they watch the video. Our efforts included a 10-month campaign in Oklahoma focused in on sharing the story of beef sustainability while busting myths at the same time. And finally, from the holidays to summer grilling, we shared inspiring beef videos working to encourage more beef purchasing. The cost per consumer view was only 2 cents per view. Additionally, in 2021, the Oklahoma Beef Council helped fund two regional advertising initiatives in the Southeast U.S. representing 71 million consumers and the Western states representing 65 million consumers.
Thanks, Heather. And you can learn more about how your beef checkoff is working hard for you by going to oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner.
And that was our Oklahoma Energy Report. Looking for your call here at 921, almost 922, for consumer calls, items to buy, sell, trade, and give away, no business advertising, license to running vehicles, real estate, guns and ammunition, used bedding, mattresses, and box springs. You may ask for those. You just can't sell them here on consumer calls. And here until 930, our time now, 922, 918-336-1400 is the phone number to call. Also to call that same number. For the Maple Street Meat Market poll question. Do you drink diet soda pop or regular soda pop? 918-336-1400. Go to BartlesvilleRadio.com for the link or go to K1, KYFM, KRIG, KPGM Facebook page and you can vote there. And, of course, the poll question of the day comes to us from the Maple Street Meat Market in Coffeyville, Kansas. With that, I'll be right back.
Calling everyone who loves to cook or has a favorite recipe you can share. We at your favorite local radio stations are preparing for the upcoming OK Cooking School in April. We are planning on how to make it bigger and better than ever. We have a few secrets to share, like bringing back by popular demand former Taste of Home expert and Bartlesville native Jamie Dunn to lead the whole show. We're adding a cake competition and making the show more interactive with you in mind. But how do we prepare? The annual cookbook, of course. And we want your best recipes now. Simply submit your recipe to Tina at BartlesvilleRadio.com. You can drop it by our stations at 1200 Southeast Frank Phillips or follow the link on our website, BartlesvilleRadio.com. Everyone who submits a recipe is entered into the grand prize, an option to share your recipe on stage. So dust off that cookbook, go through the recipe drawer, even create one of your own, and get it to me, Tina. I look forward to lots of new tastes and treats as we build excitement for the OK Cooking School April 12th at the Bartlesville Community Center.
Technology is everywhere. How do you work with it? How do you get the most of it? Tune in Saturday mornings at 7:30 for Tech Talk on K1 AM 1400, FM 93.3 and 95.1 for all the latest news and free advice with Charles Miller of NBR Electronics and Charles Ball of IT Village. Tech Talk is brought to you by Ernest Heating and Air, IT Village, and NBR Electronics on K1, the one you trust.
Join us weekday mornings for One-on-One with a Professional on K1AM 1400, 95.1, and 93.3 FM. Tune in at 9:30, the second and fourth Monday for City Matters. First and third Mondays at 9:30, Bartlesville Health and Rehab will be in. Tuesdays at 9:30, tune in with Dr. Carrie Williams from Med Club Bartlesville for Health Talk. The first Wednesday at 9:30, Green Country Village Senior Living Community will talk about senior living. Join OKM Music on the first Wednesday day of the month at 9:45 for entertainment info. On the first Wednesday of the month at 9:45, Regent Bank will be in. On the second Wednesday at 9:45, go one-on-one with Dewey City Manager Kevin Treese. Join K1 Car Talk with Dungeness Family of Autos every Thursday morning at 9:45. Fridays at 9:45, join us for Bruin Bus with Thad Dilbeck. Keep informed with One-on-One with a Professional exclusively on K1.
Lost cats who want their mama. And lost dogs, you know, the ones this show goes to occasionally, and other household pets. Now, hopefully, are reunited with their families as K1 presents the Doggone Bulletin Board.
Thank you.
And it is time for a Doggone Report. For a complete listing of our lost or found animals on a report, you can visit our website. That's BartlesvilleRadio.com. It's a free service. Click on the community tab. It'll drop down. Then click on the Doggone link. It'll open up. You can see what we have there. Now, if you need to submit a lost or found animal, go to BartlesvilleRadio.com for the link. Click on the submit tab, and you can it'll open up, and then you can submit your information. You can even upload a picture at the end. And once you hit that submit button, though, don't wait on it, because it does not go to the website. It goes to us. We take care of what we need to and send it on its way. You can still call the office at 918-336-1001 and leave your information with one of us. We'll make sure it gets to the website and to the report. You can also email me, Sharon, S-H-A-R-O-N, that's me, at BartlesvilleRadio.com. Attach a picture. I'll get to it as quick as I can. Well, we have Ella. Ella is a lost little female, black, white, and tan calico. Price in Madison is where she's last seen. She's wearing a pink collar. Ask for Ginger, 918-625-2733. Tidbit is a little lost female dog. She's a brown chihuahua and black mouth cur mix. Greystone Avenue in Bartlesville is where she's last seen. She's wearing a green and gray collar that eclipses and reflects, and the tip of her tail is black. She has honey brown eyes. She's a medium-sized dog with thin legs, so she kind of looks like a little deer, long snout. Ask for Kala at 912-346-2963. We also have a found female cat, gray and white, domestic short hair. She's wearing a blue collar, no tag. Found in the area of Colonial Estates. Ask for Marinol if this is your cat at 918-815-2400. And that is our Doggone Report.
The Doggone Bulletin Board is a free service. Simply call us at 336-1400 or stop by the studios here at Broadcast Center, 1200 Southeast Frank Phillips Boulevard in Bartlesville. The Doggone Bulletin Board. It's a public service of K1. 1400 KWON.
And welcome back to Consumer Calls. Our time now is 9:28. Looking for a call here at 918-336-1400. Don't forget, this lady called in with those Eclipse brand curtain panels, 84 by 42. There's 5 panels of those and 63 by 42, 2 of those. $8 a panel is what she's asking for. 24 cinder blocks for 50 cents each, or $10 for the lot. Trailer wrench, winch, 12,000-pound capacity for 17, and the distribution hitch for $100. And 714-326-7857. Anyway, I'm out of time to take any more calls today, but I'll be back in tomorrow with more Consumer Calls, same time, same station. With that, go out and have a beautiful day. Stay warm, stay safe, and just enjoy the day while you can. Anyway, have a beautiful day. Talk to you tomorrow.
You know, I think as you read the Bible, you see people going through grief.
Dr. Gary Chapman on Focus on the Family Minute, explaining how we can learn from Bible characters who went through very difficult times.